Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the New Jersey High School Report, and today we're going to talk about the Tournament of Champions semifinal matchups, first between Teaneck and St. Anthony's, and then between Linden Tigers and St. Augustine Hermit. And I'm really, really looking forward to these games because they're close to evenly matched. The first game is Teaneck versus St. Anthony's. And athletic-wise, Teaneck matches up with the guards because really St. Anthony's, because their big got hurt, they run a five-guard rotation of Jagan Mosley and R.J. Cole, and they really, really move the ball well, precise. And what they do, they spread you out. And if you want to get too aggressive, they beat your back door. But a lot of times they're trying to move the ball to get the perfect pass for the perfect three-point shot. And they try to do it all the time. And then what they do, they just play really good help defense. They take a lot of charges because they don't have a shot blocker. And that's how they roll. And what Teaneck does, they're very athletic, maybe even more so than St. Anthony's. Their half-court offense isn't as precise, and that could hurt them because I saw a little – mistakes they made against Eastside, their half court. And those little mistakes against Eastside will get you beat by 15 to St. Anthony's. And I'm hoping that's not the case. All right, I got Orlando Cameron on. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Rod?
You're the perfect guy. Yeah. I want you right this second, as soon as you come on, to preview Teaneck and St. Anthony's. Give me Teaneck's point of view of what you think they're going to try to do to St. Anthony's.
Well, Teaneck is probably going to go into, like, a little full-court press, you know, like the 2-2-1 they ran against Westside. But, you know, Teaneck is going to have to play at a high level today. There's no doubt about it. They're going to have to bring it, you know, especially their best players, Juwan Daniels and Jaquae James. They're going to have their A games. It's not going to be easy. It's St. Anthony, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But has been battle tested, and they're not afraid, and that's part of the playing is they're not afraid, and we're gonna see what happens.
See, that was the next question. Is there like a mental hurdle when St. Anthony walks on the court and you're playing them
right.
Like, oh gosh, they're gonna play perfect, and we gotta play perfect, and you start to press. Now, Teaneck, you say Teaneck, they're not going to have a problem with that because of all the games they played against tough opponents?
Yeah, I don't think – I think their makeup is pretty good. You know, their coach has been in the battles with a lot of very good teams. You know, he's pretty good friends with Bob Hurley, so he's not intimidated in that way. You know what I mean? It's just going to come down to the factors who plays better. You know, I'm kind of seeing St. Anthony's probably being the better team and probably winning it, but it won't be for lack of, like, Teaneck being afraid or not being, you know, not making it happen. It just, you know, it's just going to be a talent thing. We're going to see what happens with both teams.
Yeah,
St. Anthony's playing at a high level.
Competitive game. Yeah, the problem is, and you know this, if it's like a 7-point St. Anthony's lead with about 3 or 4 minutes left, Hurley's going to freeze that ball, and you're not going to get it from him. This guy can play keep away with the best of them. And then the more you get aggressive, then he'll beat you backdoor. And if you want to protect that, they'll move the ball for about 2 minutes, then hit a dagger three. Now you're home.
Yeah, Hurley's the perfect reason why we need a shot clock in Jersey.
Yes, we do.
It.
I mean, I respect his winning, but, man, we'll hold the ball 4 or 5 minutes, and I'm ready to take a nap, man.
Yeah, but you know what he does.
Well.
And he's the best at it. There's no doubt about it. Once he got that lead on Roosevelt Catholic, and you know, nothing for nothing, they really a good passing team. They find the open man.
They are.
They're not afraid to do the extra pass to get the layup. So you know, hey, St. Anthony's is what it is. They've been perennials. Big time teams for the last 20 years or so, and it hasn't stopped. They ran for a little bit of a hurdle with Roosevelt Catholic for the last 3 years or so, but you know it wasn't the lack of St. Anthony's as much as it was, so as good Roselle Catholic has been the last 3 years also.
Oh, yeah, and Roselle Catholic had the point guard that could consistently make good between Santino and Briscoe, that could consistently make the good decisions in the half court where you have to really win that battle. And Teaneck has a really good point guard, so I give him a puncher's chance.
Yeah, they have a good one. You know, he has to stay under control. He can't, you know, you can't get 6 points on one play, so, you know, you have to make sure, you know, just to settle down and just get what you can and settle down and you know, just play relaxed and see what happens. Got to go possession by possession, you know what I mean?
Yes. Now, we had this. Now we're going to go to the Lyndon St. Augustine game because Robert Page is going to come on in a couple of minutes. I want to explain to you my reasoning for me putting Tavon as the best two guard. And one of the biggest reasons is there's not a lot of pure two guards. A lot of the best teams in the state are running point guard. They have like 3 point guards on the floor at one time. And if I'm a college scout and if Tavon's in the 12th grade with this skill now, and I look at Gibbs, those are the two best. I'm picking Tavon because I think he's more of an alpha dog than Gibbs. I understand Gibbs is seasoning better, but just without the pop, when the pop-offs, I think he's just more of a take charge guy.
I think Gibbs is more of a point guard anyway, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
You know, I don't really see him as a solid two. Tavon is a scorer, and you know, and he's a slasher. So if you're saying two guard, he probably is a better two guard. You know, I'm talking about at this particular moment. Look, TJ was a very good player as a sophomore, also.
Definitely.
So,
you're right. Now we got Robert Page on from It's All About Sports, round two between me
round
and Lyndon and St. Augustine. Now, it's not just real in Manila. I'm not going to call you a gorilla because you look like a ladies' man. Let's put that out there. but anyway, I want to take it from a St. Augustine point of view because you're down there and you know Coach Rubio and he's looking at Lyndon. So how do you think he's going to attack the Tigers?
Very aggressive. They're not going to hold back. Push it up and down the floor, which you don't want to do with St. Augustine. They're very quick. You would be surprised at that because of, you know, the talent that you look at. You don't think they're quick, but they bang the boards hard. They're a transition team. Transition game is what they want. And if they get into a transition game with Lyndon better slow them down because I would tell
you
now just too much.
Now, I will tell you this. Orlando knows this. Lyndon's played Roselle Catholic twice. And they played Pats. Pats ran them out of the gym the first time. The second time and the other 3 games against Roselle Catholic, Phil purposely slowed the game down almost to a crawl. And the kids are disciplined. And they know. Phil knows there's not going to be no – you can't get all that transition game. And they're very good at breaking pressure. And I know you guys are a very, very good pressure team because I watched you completely – dismantle a really good, disciplined Bosco squad, and there lies the key to the game. When Lyndon has the ball,
yes.
You guys are coming with that zone press. Now, that's all. Lyndon's very good at breaking it, but you're quick. It's almost like the immovable object. You know the story, but you believe they're going to turn Lyndon over?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And,
see, that's
and not only that, they have more than one rim protector. These guys, I haven't seen a team like this in South Jersey in a long time. Usually South Jersey have one guy that'll protect the basket. They have three or four guys that'll come at you at the basket and protect it. So that's a big key.
Now, I will say that this is the best St. Augustine team I've seen, even better than Isaiah Morton teams. So this is his best chance to win. But I'm going to tell you why I believe Lyndon's going to win. Because of the fact that their defense is supreme, and they have the, like, a low, and Fritz Monzon can deal with your big guy, Mutz, and the other big guy because they're the same athletic size, and that's going to be a key. Now, your guards could get his. I understand that. and you have a very good shooters. You have snipers around them. I did see that.
Yes.
But Linden can just keep it a half-court game, muddy the game up, because you guys are coming in with this incredible swagger, St. Augustine. The crowd, the players believe they're going to take it, and I think Linden's got to throw that first punch, and I believe they will, to make it more of a physical game, make things a little uncomfortable for your point guard and Mutt. And if he tries to dunk you, you foul him and send him to the line. I just think they're going to muddy it up and figure out a way to survive, because they played these kind of teams before. Uh-oh, we got a caller. Hello, you're on the New Jersey High School Report.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning.
Oh, boy. This is Mark from Linden.
Oh, my God. OMG.
You guys can't get it on because you can't get it along.
OMG. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, this is going to be a big day. If you ain't in the gym by 5 o'clock, you might not get in.
I don't think it's going
to be the best crowd in the state. Now, Mark, I want to tell you something. He said that St. Augustine's will be able to throw that dome press on Linden and turn him over and get in the transition game. What do you think?
Well, put it this way, Ronnie. Honestly, both teams deserve to be here where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're both good teams. They're both well-coached teams. You know, I'm just going to go through our Tigers. I mean, we played tough D. I personally think we played a tougher schedule all year. And, you know, it's going to be a close game, and I just feel my Tigers are going to pull it out. I think Coach Colizio, you know, is – I know it's got no disrespect to the St. Augustine coach. He's got 800 wins. He's been there probably 40 years. But I think Coach Colizio brings a little more to the table. I think if it comes close, I think Linden's going to pull it out.
And I believe it's going to be close. I believe Linden's going to pull it out. And then it's going to be on the St. Anthony's Monday in Trenton. That's what's going to happen, Robert. And you're welcome to come to Trenton to watch Linden.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
Robert, like
no
I
doubt.
Said,
next
like,
year.
Like I said, it's, you know, when you come this far in the TOC, you know, it could go anywhere. It could go any either way. But, you know, I'm hoping my Tigers are going to pull it out. I think our stellar defense is going to give St. Augustine a little trouble. That's my personal opinion.
And now, Orlando, well, I want to tell you this. I think the atmosphere before the game and during the game, this is going to be one of the most intense games we've seen all season.
It should be fun. I like St. Augustine's crowd. They're up, and I've been around Linden's fans for a long time, and they're some of the best. I think this game is going to be probably predicated on the score. If it's around fifty and under, Linden is in control. If it gets above 50, 60, then I would say St. Augustine is making them play the way they want to play. So it's going to be really key on how much St. Augustine's can make them turn it over. If Linden's solid with the ball, and they have played against really, really good teams, if they're solid with the ball, they're going to be around, and they probably can win this game. If St. Augustine's can make them turn it over a little bit, get a couple easy baskets, you know, just to, you know, get their crowd back hype, it's going to be interesting.
No,
that's another point.
I'm not being said by Robert.
Ronnie, another point I want to bring out. Go
ahead,
it's
going to be a great game. That's the
bottom
line.
It is going to be a great game. Another point I want to bring out, I've seen Linden play twice this year. I mean, no, can't take anything away from them. They play great defense. Their offense is a little stagnant at times, and I believe that's because they play such great defense that they rely on that. And defense does win championships. But in tonight's
defense
game, I really do believe in tonight's game that they're going to have to put the ball in the basket more than they usually have to.
I agree. They don't seem
to put the ball in the basket.
But they've done that in bigger games. They've shot the ball better against better competitions, like in the Rose Hill Catholics and in the Pastor School the second time. So
okay,
they,
so you
they
say
know.
They played
they
play down to their
deal.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But now here's the problem. This one will tell you, Mark. When St. Anthony's playing with us, I mean, St. Augustine's playing with a high, high level. They're very confident. They got that certain swagger about them. I just want to know what happens when they get punched in the face. When the game is not going as smooth, what happens then? That's what I want to see out of St. Augustine. because Linden backs out for nobody, and their defense is stifling. I believe it's a slightly better than St. Anthony's because they have a couple more bigs.
What do I think?
You only get one shot.
Are you asking me this question?
No, and Mark, and I'm going to tell you something. You only get one shot against Linden. So you better make some baskets. I'm just telling you that. You ain't getting a lot of offensive rebounds. It ain't happening.
I just think, like I said, I think our defense is going to make them turn the ball over. I just think, you know, we've been playing the toughest schedule in New Jersey, one of the top, you know, as the top public school. And I like our odds. I really like our odds. You know, Coach Colicchio's got his team ready to go at all times. You know that, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever go to Coach Colicchio's practice? Half the teams in New Jersey can never make do what he does every day. And I'm at every practice all year round during the season. I don't miss a practice during the season. I mean, he's just
so. Now you were at, Mark. You were at the last practice. How did it look?
They looked phenomenal.
Oh, I'm sitting by Robert tonight.
Yes, we are.
I
got to
go
back. Sitting together.
One thing.
Robert, this is going to be fun tonight.
You guys and your
all,
team.
It's going to be
I just hope my Tigers pull
ahead. Where is the trash talking?
Well, I'll tell you what. St. Augustine, this is a big night for them. Not only on a game aspect, but they have some big accomplishments that are about to happen tonight. Just scoring this 1,000th point. They got a number of other ones. I'm just trying to look up right now. But I sent you the link, Ron. I sent you the link. You can go over it and have your everything ready for tonight's game. And it's going to be ready on fire in that gym.
You are going to be sitting behind the Linden crowd too, my friend. You know that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to be loving every minute of it. Because South Jersey will be in the house tonight.
I don't know if you're loving every minute of watching Linden play.
How about that? You got St. Anthony. How about that? You got St. Anthony's playing today, and they're the preliminary.
That's crazy.
What kind of craziness is that?
I missed you guys last night at the girls' game. TOC. What a game University played. Oh, my God. University had Manasquan on the ropes. Yes, they had them on the ropes. They played a great game. I was very proud of the University girls. I was very proud of them. And you know, for them to do what they did this year was a great accomplishment. Well, actually, for what the whole school did basketball-wise, the boys and girls.
That's
awesome.
Now, I want to do this with you guys. Go ahead, Orlando.
No, I just was going to say University boys are going to miss Elijah Allen, though, if you could believe that. You know what I mean? That was his last game. He's done a lot with that school. He's done a lot with that team and that school. You know, he goes through a lot of things that the average coach doesn't go through.
I have a good friendship with him, man. I got to reach out to him and congratulate him. Listen, Mark, give me a score
before
you go, man.
One quick question before I have Linden up by five, Ronnie. I just want to say one thing. The last time we played St. Augustine's, I'll never can get this out of my head. We were whipping them. The coach took off his tie. Swinging it around like his rodeo. Then the shirt came off. And then he was ready to rip the T-shirt off, and the ref went over and says, "Coach, relax. We know you're getting your ass beat. Just relax."
Oh, wow.
Now, Mark, you think that's going to happen tonight? You think the shirt's coming off tonight?
I would think it's going to come off at some time.
Uh-oh, we're going to see a white speeder underneath that. Oh, no, Robert, this is going to be ugly.
I just personally think it's going to be a great game. And, if you make it this far, hey, we weren't expected to make it this far. We're young. We're a young team. But you know what? This far, we accomplished way more than we figured this year, and I'm very proud of the Tigers. You know, Phil Colicchio knows what he's doing. I'm going to go with my coach and his team.
Mark, I'm going to let you go.
Is one of the best.
All right. Thanks a lot. I got to go with my coach, too, with Phil Colicchio.
What about you, Orlando?
Well, yeah, Orlando.
What about you, Orlando? Who do you like tonight?
I'm the mediator, right? So I believe
yes, you are
a man. You know, Phil always gets mad at me with this stuff, but what the hell? You know what I mean? I kind of see St. Augustine pulling this off late. How about that? Let's do it. I was very impressed with St. Augustine. If they play anywhere like the way they played against Don Bosco, I think they're gonna win the game. But
all right,
look,
Robert,
just like
ahead,
I said,
man.
just like I said when they played Roosevelt Catholic the other couple a year ago, when Phil made it a point to let me know that I didn't choose him. We're gonna see what happens and stuff. You know, I respect both teams. I think it's gonna be a great matchup. See what happens.
Sounds good.
Right,
sounds
Robert.
Good. Well, this is what I want to do, guys. I want to invite all you guys Monday before the game, before the championship game at Mastoria is about 15 minutes away from this arena in Trenton. Great place to eat at. I mean, they have a great meal. It's called Mastoria's. I'll give you guys the information tonight to put it on your calendar. Maybe we can go there, sit down, and eat and talk before the tournament and championship game.
That would be perfectly fine because I was looking for a place to go, man. So that sounds good to me. Now give me a prediction because I got to hear this.
Go with it, Rob.
Ah, well, here we go. I'm looking for St. Augustine Prep to win by 5.
Okay. Well, now, Jeremy Snyder on our show, he couldn't make it, but he picked St. Augustine by 1. So everybody's picking St. Augustine. I'm picking Linden to win by 5. And then I'm picking Linden to go to Monday and take care of the Friars and take this thing and have the parade to Linden. I'll definitely come out to Trenton and hang out with you. Like that. We got
to know
the
finances
matchup.
So I want to know if Linden doesn't win.
Rob,
I just want to know if Linden doesn't win, are we going to see Rob? I mean, we're going to see Rob Monday.
If disaster strikes and they lose, I'll still be there.
Okay, all right, that's what we want to hear. There you go.
If for some reason disaster strikes and it don't work out tonight, I'll be there. The problem is if Linden loses, I'll be sitting next to Robert. That's worse than going to Trenton.
Oh, I'm easy going. I will never rub it in, man. I'll just say it once and let it go, let it sink in.
All right, because you're gonna be where around nothing but Linden fans.
Yeah, and I gotta get out of the building. I understand that.
Well, now before I let you guys go, who is your player of the year? Because this is extremely interesting. Who's your player of the year?
That's something I haven't really thought about like lately. Man, I tell you what, he's been kind of under the radar a little bit, even though he's that good. I think Jagan Mosley might end up being the player of the year, and that's for St. Anthony.
Okay,
he's had a great year.
He sure has.
And
if they win, he gets the nod.
Right.
St. Anthony's win, he gets the nod. But if St. Augustine wins, Saheed Nelson gets it.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Saheed Nelson with his numbers and everything. It's Saheed, it's Jagan, you have Matt Bullock, who's the leader of Roosevelt Catholic. And then the kid, Isaiah Reyes from Westside.
You have Gibbs, still.
Gibbs, of course. You know, Camden was good, but it was really more the team concept. They had a lot of good
guys. That was a team concept, yes.
Now, Robert, who's a sleeper player from a school that I wouldn't know who's going to be really good that I want to know about in the South?
Maurice Murray, maybe in the eighth grade.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm picking a sophomore right now, Maurice Murray from Timber Creek. Excellent player. Mm-hmm. 6'5" swing man. Got the full game. Had an excellent season this year. He'll mature a little more over the summer, and he will be ready next year, his junior year. That's going to be the sleeper to look out for.
I guess those Randy kids, you really can't say it.
Who's that? Randy Bell?
I said the Randy kids, they're already known, so.
Those kids are special. Now, Orlando, give me one guy up north, where in that Bergen, Passaic, Jersey City area, that you're like, man, you better watch out for this kid. He could be in eighth grade, ninth grade, or whatever.
I would say a sleeper kid is probably the kid from Dwight Englewood named Jordan McCoy.
Really?
He's a very good player. He was a freshman this year, versatile. You know what I mean? If he gets a better jump shot, he has a chance to be a special player, no doubt about it. He's going to be a sophomore next year with Dwight Englewood.
Okay. Well, guys, I got to let you go because now I got to make these travel plans to go down Toms River.
Okay.
All right,
thanks a lot.
I'm flying in at 4 o'clock.
I'm doing that too. Thanks a lot. Those were my guys. It was a lot of fun this year. We have one more show Tuesday to recap the tournament of champion finals. So we'll see if it's going to be St. Augustine or Linden versus St. Anthony's. I mean, maybe T-Neck even shocks the world. But it's going to be a lot of fun watching those games.